USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in El Paso, Texas, say both the state and federal government will pursue charges against the accused Walmart shooter. 21-year-old suspect Patrick Crucius has already been charged with murder by local officials. El Paso Police Chief Greg Allen.
Texas will prosecute first, and then the federal government will do a secondary prosecution.
It's possible the suspect could be given two death sentences. A stabbing rampage in two cities in Southern California has left four people dead and a half dozen businesses robbed. Garden Grove Police Lieutenant Carl Whitney.
Our suspect pulled in his vehicle and confronted our victim and attacked him for no apparent reason. There was no robbery or whatever. He just attacked the guy pumping gas. He sustained traumatic injuries.
A 33-year-old man from Garden Grove is in custody. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich could get a pardon from the president. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
I thought he was treated unbelievably unfairly. He was given close to 18 years in prison. And a lot of people thought it was unfair, like a lot of other things.
President Trump telling reporters on Wednesday night he might make an announcement soon about whether he'll commute the prison sentence of the former Illinois governor, who has been serving time for corruption after trying to sell the Senate seat that Barack Obama vacated when he was elected president in 2008. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A magnitude 6 earthquake has caused some minor damage in northeast Taiwan. According to TV reports, there was slight structural damage to some buildings. On top of that, a super typhoon is approaching the island, and authorities have ordered markets, businesses, and schools to be closed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Wanda Vasquez took the oath of office to become governor of Puerto Rico hours after the state Supreme Court ruled that the swearing-in of Pedro Pierluisi was unconstitutional. As Justice Secretary, Vasquez was next in line to become governor after former Governor Ricardo Rosello and the Secretary of State. Her swearing-in comes days after a ceremony to install Pierluisi as governor. Rosello named him as Secretary of State before the former governor formally stepped down on Friday. Under the Puerto Rican Constitution, the Secretary of State is next in line to become governor if the role is vacated. The previous Secretary of State, Luis Rivera Marin, resigned in July. Pierluisi was sworn in on Saturday before the Senate voted to confirm him as Secretary of State. He promised to resign if the Senate didn't confirm his nomination. But the Senate sued to block Pierluisi's succession to the governorship since he was not the legitimate holder of the Secretary of State office. A dog survived a six-story fall from the roof of a New York building when he crashed through the sunroof of a parked car. Emma Heinrich said her two-year-old French bulldog, Winston, slipped off the roof of her Manhattan apartment building. She went down to the street and found him sitting in the driver's seat of the car. The dog received only minor injuries and was sent home after visiting the vet. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.